I'm Gil Offerman. I'm co-director of Peter Pan with my wife, Anne Offerman.
I'm Anna Bussing, and I'm playing Peter Pan.
And I am Jim Dahlquist, and I play Smee.
Gil, let's start with you. Tell us what inspired you to want to direct this production.
Oh, that's good. Really, this is a funny story, but when Muni said they were going to do Peter Pan, they asked Ann and I if we wanted to maybe possibly think about directing it because we do kid shows. And I said, well, you could hold a gun to my head, but there's no way I'd be directing a musical. So as time went on, we thought about it. And one of the big things was there's so many things I don't know about directing a musical that kind of scared me off. And then all of a sudden people go, hey, I'll design the sets, you know, if you want, and I'll do your vocals and I'll do your choreography. And they're really good, really smart, really creative people. So I thought, hey, this could be a lot of fun. So we put in to direct the show, and that's the truth.
And now, Anna, you're sitting in front of us as a lovely young woman, of course.
Thank you.
Obviously, for the role, you're going to transform, though, into an adolescent boy.
That's right.
What's making that transition like?
Well, of course, there was the big haircut. That was the first thing, and I did that maybe a month or so after getting the part because I just wanted to start the process right away and get the feel for that. And then a lot of it has been really getting to know the younger cast members and kind of taking some mannerisms and just behaviors from the Lost Boys and the other kids in the show, just how they goof off with each other and trying to warm up to them so that they kind of embrace me as one of them. And really just that's where most of it has come from, just trying to be as kid-like as possible since I'm no longer one.
But the big one in being a boy, there are times when all of a sudden she nailed that boy. She has some poses in there that are very – I mean, they're boy-like. It's really good. And it's a hard thing to direct because how do you tell somebody to do that? But Anna has figured it out, and she's got it down.
Yeah, a lot of it – I mean, I grew up dancing and you know, trying to be very ladylike and with good posture and such. And a lot of that the more difficult part has been really letting go of that and maybe not standing as straight and tall or being so graceful at times because he's like you said, he's a young boy that's mischievous and all over the place. So a lot of that has been really letting go of how I normally stand and normally walk and carry myself and just trying to be as boy-like as possible.
All right. And now, Jim, your character is right-hand man to the antagonist, Captain Hook, but you're not a bad guy through and through, right?
I would like to hope not. And for Captain Hook, Smee is perhaps when people have stress, some people have a squeeze ball, some people use a dartboard, and in our show, Captain Hook uses Smee. So when there is a problem, he uses him for advice. When he's angry, he uses him to slap his head, and it's a lot of physical comedy that we have between the two of us.
And what's it been like just preparing for that role?
It has been an incredible amount of fun, and Gil and Anne have been wonderful in giving us some latitude and having the opportunity to work off each other and build the lines. So when you have, for example, some of those script pages where there's just more narration and description, not so much lines, and giving us a chance to play that out. And I've had to get a little bit more limber and making sure that I can get up and down quickly from when I get splatted on the stage. But it's been a lot of fun.
And tell us a little bit about what the whole crew of pirates is like.
Well, Anne and Gil did a wonderful job in casting us in the sense that they wanted people that were of varying ages, varying sizes, varying personalities. And I can remember at the callback, they had put on the sheet that they were looking for 12. And when I got to the callback, there were exactly 12 of us. So I was hoping, oh, this would be nice if all 12 of us made it. And we did. And they had us sing together. And right from the get-go, Bill Bowser, the musical director, had us doing harmonies, and it sounded really good. And all of us have had a chance to bond and help each other. Some of us are not as good of dancers as others, and I'm definitely in that category of being not as good. So I'm constantly asking the others, all right, am I going right? Am I going left? Things of that nature. And everyone's been very good with helping each other out.
There's multiple groups of kids in the show, but they are definitely the most kid-like, the most entertaining.
They are. I tell the Lost Boys, I say, watch the pirates and be like them.
I'm Rachel Otwell, and you're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm joined by two cast members and the director of the Muni's production of Peter Pan. Anna Bussing is playing the lead role, and we're going to have a bit of a song from her.
All right, here we go. Neverland. I have a place where dreams are born, and time is never planned. It's not in any chart, you must find it with your heart. Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon, or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind, and then suddenly you'll find Never, Never Land.
And I was going to ask if there are any challenges with this role. I would assume maybe flying might be a unique experience as one example.
Yeah, it definitely is. And one of the hardest parts about the flying is the fact that it comes in just the week before the show. So you've been practicing and practicing and practicing all these different all your different blocking and different movements, and then suddenly you're wearing a pretty heavy harness that's pretty constricting or restricting in your movements, and you're learning all this new choreography at once, and you get a little beat up, but it's kind of changing and adapting everything maybe right on the spot the week before the show. So that's probably been one of the most challenging things about adding in the flying, but it's definitely worth it. It's one of the coolest experiences I've ever had, being able to fly 20, 30 feet up in the air and being able to flip around and act really like you're flying. I don't know how else to describe it. It's amazing.
And so at the end of the night, what are you all hoping audiences walk away having gotten from this musical?
A love of Peter Pan and a deeper appreciation of live theater. You know, theater's magical. Much more magical than movies. And when it's live, it makes it seem real. And for so many kids, but it works for people of all ages, this is their first introduction to musical theater.
I think part of the fun, especially for the little ones, is that you don't keep them up too late. And I think this is the first Muni show ever where we're going to have an 8 o'clock start instead of 8:30. So right off the bat, you're giving people an extra 30 minutes for being able to enjoy the show and not be winding down at that late hour. And I would say that ideally at the end of the night, we want people to have fun. When you're doing theater, especially musical comedy, you want everyone to have had a good time and smiles on their faces.